A proposed plan to build a bus rapid transit system linking downtown Lansing and Meridian Township has many people thinking about the costs and benefits of expanded transit service here in mid-Michigan. While it may be creating a lot of stir, the BRT proposal is only part of a larger mass transit strategy for Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties. The Tri-County Regional Planning Commission is preparing to launch a comprehensive study of the community's transportation needs. Officials want to study how neighborhoods and businesses might prosper if the region had a stronger cross-county transit system. Joining me now in the studio to talk about its transit demand and economic prosperity study, Susan Pigg, the executive director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. Sue, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you typically do long-range planning all the time at Tri-County Regional Planning. In fact, you've got a report on your website that looks as far ahead as 2040. What are you doing with this new study? What does that explore?
Well, we do long-term and short-term transportation planning. We actually serve as the organization in the Tri-County region, Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County, that tries to coordinate the planning of federally funded transportation modes, all modes. And so with this study, we've actually merged our concerns and interests in economic development with transportation planning. We have had a number of discussions with transportation planners over the years about the technical need for different modes of transportation. And those are all displayed in our long-range transportation plans. Those are federally required documents. You have to plan ahead to get federal dollars. So we have those, but we haven't had much discussion in the past about how that influences or impacts our local economy. And so a few years ago, a group that regularly convenes at the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, a group of economic development professionals that serve the area, got into a big discussion about what does prosperity look like for our region. And one of the things that they identified immediately was prosperous regions have a well-integrated multimodal transportation network. And that's become expected of companies when they're looking to locate their firm or expand their business. It's become expected of employers when they seek to expand or increase the number of jobs that they offer. And so we'd like to have a more robust multimodal transportation network across the region, particularly in the area of transit. We know that people are concerned about their capacity to get here and there, where they need to go, where they want to go, without driving their cars.
The Transit Demand and Economic Prosperity Study here is actually phase two of another study, and Tri-County released an initial report on regional transit mobility about a year ago, August of last year. What was the takeaway from that? How does it dovetail with this phase two?
Well, what we did with that was say, let's in one comprehensive place put together an assessment, a list, an overview of everything that we have in terms of the assets in transit. And then you can't help but ask while you're doing that, what would you like to see? Mm-hmm. So when you ask, what do you have? We got that list down.
Is that like a baseline?
That's a baseline.
That's what's out
exactly
there right now, what we've got to work with. So were you able to theorize at all about gaps in the region's transit service? You kind of suggested you do because you look at a list of what you've got and you think about what you don't have.
We did. And so does everybody that lives here. They recognize and acknowledge or speculate about where those gaps are. But those identifications of gaps so far have not been what we'll call scientific or engineering analyses. They're not technically robust. They're very personal. I want to get from here to there, and I couldn't do it on a bus. That's the kind of questions or comments that people made when we started our initial a review of assets.
Can you give us an example or two of the one that you heard?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about the ability to get a bus from downtown Lansing out to the Lansing Mall area or beyond, out to the Marketplace Boulevard area in Delta Township. We have heard for a number of years from employers in the DeWitt area, in up as far as St. John's, over in Delta Township, even down in Charlotte, that they can't get their employees back and forth to work at off hours unless they drive. And some of them don't have a car, or a car is expensive. You have to maintain the car, and not everybody has the capacity to drive. We've heard that in the past. We've also heard from senior citizens who are concerned about getting themselves back and forth to the doctors, to shopping, to medical treatments when they're no longer physically able or shouldn't be driving a vehicle.
Doesn't CATA provide services for that population?
Yes, they do. And so does Clinton Transit and E-Tran. But none of them provide services. Well, the sense is that their services are good for what they can offer, but they're not fully funded. They can't offer more to everyone, to every place.
This might figure into the next question pretty good, because part of urban planning involves latent demand. You need to take latent demand into consideration. And this implies future economic development, but also the aging of the population and things like this. Well, we all know we got a baby boomer glut out there and a growing number of a glut of people who are probably looking at compromised mobility in one way or another. Will this figure into the next phase of this study?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to look at all of these factors when you look at your transportation network. You can no longer just look at the width of the roadway and assume that it's all going to be cars. You need to consider the needs of the people and where they need to get to. And with this study, we're particularly concerned with the economic impacts of a robust transit network across the entire region. So we're very concerned to look at what employers need, what employees need, what we need as a community to have a more sustainable, robust, prosperous economy.
When does this study start? Has it already started? What's the mechanics of executing the study?
We are just beginning now. We did issue a bid and went through the bidding process for contractors to help us with this technical assessment, and they've been brought on board. We're in the contracting phase right now. Within the next month or so, we'll be establishing an advisory committee of area transit folks, businesses, representative from the chambers of commerce. We're already partners with a lot of these economic development professionals, so they're involved as well.
Leaps at the table, I take
it. Leaps at the table, absolutely.
Yeah. There seems to be a national trend that suggests fewer young people are getting driver's licenses or owning cars, but that might make sense in a very densely populated area. But how might that play out here in mid-Michigan?
That's a national trend, and we've heard and seen information, actual data studies about that nationally. But what we are seeing is that that's occurring here as well. If you poll, and we haven't done it recently, but if you polled, for example, Michigan State University students and asked how many have cars compared to a few years ago, you'd find that fewer have cars. Fewer of them keep them on campus. Fewer of them use cars on a regular basis. Cars are more expensive, and maintaining and keeping them is more expensive. It's a trend that we've noticed locally as well as nationally. Fewer people keep multiple cars and use them regularly, mm-hmm. and more young people expect and anticipate a robust transit network.
How long do you think the study is going to take? And when will you have something to show from all this? Is this a multi-year kind of thing?
No. Well, the study itself is likely to be done within the year. We're looking at a pretty quick turnaround, a rather intense and immediate snapshot understanding of the region's opportunities. After that, the plans to develop and expand our transportation network will take quite a while longer. This study will provide us the data and information that we need in a supportable, provable manner so that we can go forth and seek federal and state funding to support these kinds of developments.
Susan Pigg is executive director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. We're talking about transportation planning here in mid-Michigan and the idea of a expanded cross-county transportation network with a particular focus on economic prosperity and economic development. Is the BRT project the kind of project that might down the road result from the study that you're about to embark on?
Well, the BRT project started in 2008 or before with a different sort of bent, a much more specific focus on a particular mode in a particular location. This study is much broader. It's more looking at the latent demand across the entire region and the opportunities for cross-boundary and integrated transit networks. So they're not really tied together, although they're all part of the transportation network in our region.
There are developments out there, though, that I want to run by you just to see how they connect, if at all, to this study that you're about to embark on. The multimodal gateway in East Lansing is a hub for Amtrak and CATA and private bus lines and taxis. You're taking a more of a cross-county intra-county approach with what you're embarking on here.
Exactly.
Though. And these are the BRT, as big a deal as it may turn out to be, is still a smaller scale project. You're really looking regionally here with this.
Yes, our focus, Tri-County Regional Planning Commission's focus, is always regional. We're not really in... We're not interested. We do care about the entire region and all the little parts within it, but our focus is on a regional basis, not on a specific municipal basis.
What do you make of private ride-sharing businesses like Uber and Lyft impacting transportation planning? Is it reducing ridership?
I think that it's shifting ridership. That's the same way that we can look at other kinds of planning that Tri-County Regional Planning Commission is involved in. We're involved in economic development planning and land use planning and environmental protection planning. And with all of those, it's like a spider's web. When you pull on one string, the rest of it moves as well. And whether it shakes off or breaks is a critical concern. So I think that we recognize and acknowledge the growing role of shared ride programs like Uber and the others, and taxi service, and the changes to the kinds of vehicles that we are comfortable using. All of those are factors within our regional transportation planning.
The BRT originally went through Tri-County Regional Planning, as I understand it. What do you make of the disagreements in the community right now over the BRT? Would you have anticipated this degree of resistance and this much heat from this development?
I would have anticipated more interest and concern, more detailed examinations to occur with any kind of transportation development. So Tri-County Regional Planning Commission serves as a coordinator of planning, not as the director or guide. You know, we help facilitate and coordinate planning across the region so that it's interconnected. With the bus rapid transit, that started as a project that was included and considered in regional plans. We have to acknowledge that it was proposed and likely to occur, and that continues to be included and considered in a regional network of transportation. At this point, they're down to the actual design and engineering of the project. They're about 30% into that. So not even a third of the way done with the details of exactly where the bus rapid transit would run within the roadway, exactly how lights would be timed or people would be able to cross streets and such. And that's the level of detail that we do not get into, the engineering detail on the ground. We don't get into that in regional planning. We encourage it and we support and facilitate communications about it, but we don't actually decide it. And so with any project, whether it was the bus rapid transit or a new bus route, the Michigan Flyer went through the regional process a number of years ago, and some people will recall that big discussion. Whenever you get down to the details of it, the community becomes more concerned. And now is that time to listen to and learn about the details.
We're basically out of time, but quickly, I know Deb Alexander is leaving CATA. That is somebody that I assume you've rubbed shoulders with quite a few times over the years. What has she been like to work with?
Deb has been the ultimate professional. I've worked off and on with Deb through the region because of CATA for many years, and she's highly competent, very intelligent, and very committed to this community.
We have been talking about a new study that will examine the costs and benefits of a regular, more reliable transportation network across Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham County. Susan Pigg, Executive Director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. Nice to see you, Susan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.